A week after an Arctic air mass invaded the region, questions are being raised about possible damage to fruit for next season. Ag educator Mark Longstreth.
Back on the morning of the 3rd and the 4th, we got very cold, and then down around minus 10 to minus 15, which is just cold enough to make the tender fruit growers worry about injury, but we'll see. The winter's not over yet. We're going to warm back up, which means that the plants have lost any cold hardiness they had accumulated when it got really cold, and then we'll start to get cold again. I think generally I don't really worry until we get down to minus 10. And if we've been real cold like we were around Christmas time at the beginning of the year, then I really don't worry it until we get almost down to minus 15. We start to see damage to the cold ender crops, but we don't see damage to the trees normally until you get down into the minus 20s.
Longstreth says this is what's called a test winter.
In which it gets cold enough to cause some damage, but not an awful lot of damage. It'll be a year when we find out whether or not some of the newer, less cold hardy stuff, or new varieties that we really don't know the cold hardiness of that well, because we haven't been growing them that long. This will be a year to find out how well they survive. That was the coldest weather that we'd had going all the way back to 1994 when we dropped down to the mid minus 20s, and so it's really quite interesting.
Mark Longstreth, a busy guy, as are all of MSU's ag educators. In the days ahead, make sure things like Ag Action Days on your calendar for the 31st. Flip the calendar over to February, and you've got Southwest Michigan Hort Days to take note of as well. And to help you keep track of what's in store, a good idea is to go to the MSU Ag website, msue.msu.edu. Well, the Senate Finance Committee meets this week on pending nominees and the proposal to grant President Obama trade promotion authority. That decision is set for Thursday, and House Ag Chair Lucas now says final action on a farm bill conference report will likely slip back to late January. Well, after a light snow accumulation today and tonight, we'll see highs range from the middle 20s to the mid-30s for the balance of the week. There'll be daily opportunities for snow showers, but no major storm, at least, is on the way. Rick Shields, Michigan Agriculture, now.